Thank you, Richard. We have our last selection of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A litter picker has mapped out a grim cluster of discarded needles in the city. Plans to transform a 19th century riverside hotel into flats is refused, and an hotel worker is surprised with an award after four decades of service.
A litter picker has mapped out all of the drug needle hotspots in the city. Lewis Golland, 32, is campaigning for more action after a year of voluntary litter picking around Norwich highlighted areas in the city being used for taking drugs. Now he has created a map that shows the areas most affected. "I'm constantly finding more and more sites and will continue to document them," he said. "It's pretty grim. Some of these areas are where children are playing. The most needles I've ever found were 10 metres away from a rope swing in Mousehold Heath. I've been pulling needles out of mud and had to tell dog walkers not to let their dogs off the leash." Lewis's mission started last August when he took up litter picking around Thorpe Hamlet as a response to all the rubbish he saw in the area. A spokesperson for Norwich City Council said, "We appreciate this resident's efforts in alerting our environmental teams to these issues. We are dedicated to reducing this type of behaviour in Norwich and will be monitoring these areas in the coming weeks. We urge members of the public to report any drug paraphernalia found in Norwich via our website. Drug-related activities should be reported to the police by calling 999 emergencies or by calling 101 non-emergencies."
Norwich City has extended its partnership with Lotus despite the car manufacturer no longer being the club's shirt sponsor. Lotus was the Canaries' front of shirt sponsor for three seasons from 2021, but its principal partnership with the club came to an end last month when it was replaced by Norfolk-based fashion brand Blakely Clothing. However, Lotus will remain a primary partner of the club for the next 2 years, which will facilitate staff and community engagement for the Hethel-based firm alongside various promotional opportunities. The club's principal partner are Blakely, Spanish kit manufacturer Yoma, Aylsham-based virtual security company Secura.id, and Gran Canaria. Jonathan Casbon, Norwich City's head of partnerships, added, "I'm delighted to announce that Lotus will remain a partner of the club for a further two seasons. Matt and his team underline the importance of our close relationship, one that is valued highly by the club and our fans, and we're excited to work together on initiatives that will boost engagement across our community."
Plans to transform a city hotel into homes have been turned down by the council. The scheme would have seen the 19th century Central Hotel Bed and Breakfast in Riverside Road turned into flats and a house. But planning officials at Norfolk County Council blocked the project, saying the plans cause unacceptable harm by overshadowing neighbouring homes. They also raised concerns over the design, saying they showed a cramped form of development. Under the plans, the 17-bed hotel would have been turned into four one- or two-bedroom apartments. The on-site garage was to be demolished to make way for an additional three-bedroom house at the rear of the building. The bulk of the concerns were with the new-build house to the back of the property, with many raising alarm at the height of the three-storey townhouse proposed, as well as the added pressure of parking on an already busy road. No other planning applications for the property have been submitted to Norwich City Council.
Norwich was turned into a rainbow to celebrate Pride, and it has been hailed a huge success by the organisers. The event, which returned for its 16th year, featured a jam-packed programme of entertainment across city venues. The Pride March set off from City Hall at 1 p.m. in a symbol of protest, visibility and strength in numbers, with the sun shining over the colourful crowd. This ended in Chapelfield Gardens, where there were performances until late, including local drag stars and the X Factor winner, Louisa Johnson. Julia Bremner, Norwich Pride trustee, said, "It was such a day of joy and it couldn't have gone better. Thousands of people got involved and turned Norwich into a rainbow."
A long-serving hotel worker was surprised with an award recognising her service to the community upon her retirement. Dawn Medley, who had dedicated 40 years to the Maid's Head Hotel in Norwich, was expecting a simple send-off from colleagues. Instead, she was honoured with the President's Certificate of Recognition for selfless service to the community by the Rotary Club of Norwich St Edmund. Her selfless service helped to make Rotarians and their guests feel at home. President of the Rotary Club, Caroline Evans, awarded Dawn with a plaque and a champagne afternoon tea voucher.
Well, it's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.